How are you?
Hi, David.
Nice to see you all. I hope you treated Elvis nicely earlier today. Fernando will report back to me if you didn't. No, I'm happy to see you all, and we're happy to find our shortstop today. So go ahead.
David, thanks for doing this. Can you tell us just when you guys kind of honed in on Elvis as the target for shortstop, and then how the deal kind of came about?
Sure. I mean, part of being here, part of what we do is having plans B and C and D always in mind. So I first talked to the Rangers about Elvis in November. And we just, it's one of those things where you just keep the conversation going just in case. Obviously, Marcus was plan A and that didn't work out. So you sort of move on and try and execute something else to help the team. And let me first say, obviously a big part of this trade was moving Chris, and that was not something we ever expected to do. I talked to him this morning and told him it wasn't an easy call to make. Chris, what Chris has brought to the organization and the city really over the last 5 years, it's hard to put into words. I mean, he got here when we were on a down cycle. He gave us all something to sort of look forward to and aspire to. And he kind of was the leader of this group now that has gone to the playoffs 3 years. So that was not an easy thing to do. And Chris handled it like a pro, as you imagine he would. But again, this was about filling a hole at shortstop, and we did it with an all-star caliber player, an all-star caliber guy as well. I mean, any of you who have dealt with Elvis know what a good person he is, and that was evident from across the diamond, and certainly in the conversations we've had within the last couple of days, it was very clear. So it was again something that you keep in touch with because you have to have alternate plans, and then the details came together in like the last week. They had asked us about Jonah for almost 2 years now, so you kind of keep those things in the back of your mind and know when it comes time to make the trades where the matches are going to be.
What stands out to you offensively and defensively about Elvis?
Just the consistency, the stability. I mean, obviously, again, this was a position we were going to have to piece together. But you instead you put together a guy who wants to play every day, who plays excellent defense, who has hit in the leadoff spot. Obviously, has not been the offensive player the last 2 years that he wants to be and that he's capable of being. And he told us when we talked to him. I guess it's Thursday night now. When we started this process, he said he has a lot left in him. He wants to go out and get his career back on track. But the consistency is really what stands out. I don't think, and I probably should have checked with Mike Selleck on this. I don't know that there's a player who's had more plate appearances against us in the 12 years that he's been in the big leagues. So we know everything about him. You see how much fun he has on the other side of the diamond and how well he will fit with our group here. So I think we're lucky that this was an option for us.
Hey, David. Do you envision this as a 2-year commitment at shortstop, or could you see Elvis moving somewhere else in his age 33, 34 season?
We brought him here to play short. So he wants to play every day at shortstop. We're pretty used to having a guy there every day. So it's an easy fit. It's an easy transition for Bob to just write a guy in the lineup at shortstop every day. And that's the plan.
David, how much of a factor was the financial aspect of this deal for you guys? And does the money you're receiving, does that potentially free you up to make other moves in the next few weeks before camp?
It does, Matt. It was, I can't say it wasn't an important part of the deal. And we would like to move quickly and make some additions to this team. So yeah, when you put all the pieces together of this trade and the difference between salary and Chris and Elvis and the money that's coming back from Texas, our goal our goal is always to put every available resource into this team. And this is, again, this is still a team that has a chance to win the division again, you know, defending division champs. We've talked all off season about trying to make some additions to the pitching staff in particular, and, you know, both starting depth and the bullpen. And I'm hopeful that we can move quickly to use some of that payroll flexibility that was achieved.
Hello, this is Manolo. How are you?
Hi, Manolo.
We just read about an hour ago on the social media that you guys also are going to sign Mike Fiers. How close is this to be official? And, you know, how he fits again in the rotation with his experience above so many young guys you guys have?
Sure. Yeah, I'll just go back to my previous comment and just say, you know, pitching is a target for us right now. I can't say there's anything official right now. But adding a starter is important for us, knowing what the depth looks like. You know, knowing we've had some guys banged up in the past, AJ coming off of surgery, but there's nothing official to report yet.
Do you expect that might be today? I mean, I'm just trying to, I'm already working on my day.
I know you are, Janie. I know you are.
Might you have any more news tonight? Fernando's needs to take a shower.
We all do. No, I don't expect to have anything official tonight.
Thank you. Sorry to be a pain in the butt. It's
not at all.
Okay.
One other thing, David, you guys now have a whole bunch of right-handed hitters, and you have a DH spot open there. What's the possibility of the fact that you guys might have the DH right there that was with you last year, playing third base, Lamb, who hit so well? Is this a chance?
Well, I think we're aware of our right-handedness, and having the DH spot open does give some flexibility. I mean, I think, you know, we've talked over the years about when Bob makes out the lineup and you know, Chris was a special case. You put him in the DH spot every day when you can, but to give Bob the flexibility of giving guys a day off their feet and moving in and out of the DH spot, I think we're going to look at some options for sure. Getting a left-handed option in that spot or in the outfield is something we talked about back in October, November. And we took Kai Tom in the Rule 5 draft, and he'll get a shot in the outfield. But I think there are some opportunities out there for left-handed bats for sure.
David Elvis, where did you guys go to him for a physical, and where is he right now?
He's in Dallas. Okay. So the process was, you know, he had to waive his no trade. The physical was not something that was done in person. We exchanged medical information. You know, he had seen some back specialists this off season, but nothing concerning. So we did not do a physical, but we did. We had a call with him. Billy and Bob and I spoke with him on Thursday night to start this process of him officially waiving his no trade clause.
Okay. He on the call was expressing just maybe people didn't realize how much he was affected by some things physically. And, you know, he tried his best to deal with that stuff, but it seemed like that was kind of hard for him. Not being able to be at his top level. So that's why I asked about the physical. And he are you pretty encouraged about where he's at right now?
Yeah, we feel good about the medical reports. Like I said, he saw a back doctor that we know in the offseason, got a clean bill of health. And, you know, he, like I said, he's a guy who wants to be out there every day. And I'm sure it was hard for him amongst everything else that was going on last season, not to feel physically able to be out there every day. But he, one of the things he made clear to us is he is an everyday guy. He's a shortstop, and he feels like he has a lot left in his career.
He also talked about your young roster and just being an influence with that group. I mean, we've all seen Elvis enough to know what kind, he's a great guy, and what kind of veteran presence can that be in your clubhouse?
For sure. I mean, he told us in that first call, the same thing he told you guys today about the idea of playing with Matt, you know, reminded him of getting to play next to Adrian all those years. But he, you know, again, he brings a joy to the game that our guys share. When I talked to him this morning, I said he's been to the World Series. You know, our guys are looking to get over that hump and go deeper into the playoffs, and it can only help that he has that experience. And you know, there are just a lot of things playing in the division for so long, knowing the other teams, the Astros and the Angels. There's a lot he brings other than just, you know, being on the field with us every day.
You've made a lot of trades with John Daniels over the years. How much did that help in what I imagine was a pretty complicated transaction?
Yeah, it definitely did, Melissa. As you guys know, we tend to have the same trading partners because the conversations are easy. There's some trust on both sides of the line. And again, I think I mentioned they've been after Jonah for a couple of years. So we knew going into this, that might be a player we had to part with. They have a lot of familiarity with Chris, seeing him hit homers in their ballpark for the last 5 years. So it helps when you trust the person on the other side. And I know there's a lot made of trading within the division. That's not something that ever concerns us. We focus on what we're getting out of the deal and not necessarily what's going the other way. So I certainly appreciate the work that John and Shiraz Raymond, his office, everybody did on their end.
Hey, David, in this same trade, you acquired Aramis Garcia.
Yep.
Of course, you have in your camp Carlos Perez, who also have some experience catching in the major leagues, and you have Austin Allen. Could you talk about how the trio could factor this next year, considering that you already have Sean Murphy as a number one guy?
Sure. Well, we knew in trading Jonah, we were going to have to make sure we had some depth behind Murph, and Murph did a great job staying healthy last season. But we do know we need to take care of him and keep him healthy. But, you know, Aramis came up as a much heralded prospect with the Giants, and had he not been hurt last year, probably, you know, might have been their starting catcher or at least played a lot. So we were fortunate that the Rangers had claimed him and he was available to come back. So between him and Austin, who you mentioned, and Carlos Perez is back, we have some experience, we have some talent, and enough depth to make sure that we can keep Sean healthy and have some very capable backups behind him.
David, when you say you guys want to potentially move quickly on some other additions, are there specific areas of the roster that you feel need to be shored up or added to as camp gets going?
I'll just say, Matt, that I made a lot of calls on relievers today. I think we know, there's a lot of talent out there in the bullpen. There's not a lot of experience right now. I think we feel like there are some options in the free agent market that can add to the experience in our bullpen. So, but we're doing our shopping a little bit late, but we sort of, we have some targets in mind and are excited to add to this team before we all head to Arizona next week.
Last time you guys assigned Yusmeiro Petit on a 2-year contract, you did it pretty fastly, like about 2 weeks after the season. There are many factors this year that it's avoiding you to do that. You did such a good job with you guys last year.
Yeah, UC was great. And you know, what your point, Manolo, about us moving quickly when we sort of know who our target is, we're hoping that's the case now as well. I know UC's still out there on the market, and he was fantastic for us the last 3 years, but we'll have to see, you know, what's available out there.
David, Tommy La Stella, you know, signed elsewhere as well, but you have some guys who did play second base last year still on the roster. Is that a position you feel comfortable with right now, just filling from within, or is that somewhere you'd look also?
No, I feel good about our options, Martin. I think between Kemp, Machine, Pinder, all have the ability to play there. Sheldon Noisy is going to get a long look in spring training. So we've got, you know, all those guys are versatile too. Obviously, Machine has played some short. Tony's going to get some time in the outfield. And Chad is obviously one of the outfield options. So the nice thing about everybody at that spot is they can play second and somewhere else. But we feel good about our depth and our options there. And all those guys will need to start working with Elvis as soon as we get down there.
Any final questions, guys?
Actually, just one real quick. Do you, Obviously, with Chris, there was a question about, you know, how much the injury in 2019 maybe hampered him after that and coming back. But when you look at just how the extension that you signed him to in 2019, how it kind of had played out afterward, does that impact or affect at all how you guys evaluate potentially doing those sort of bigger deals going forward?
I don't think so. No. I mean, every deal is sort of, you know, is different. It's we look at it a little bit in a vacuum and don't try not to be affected by how other deals worked out. I mean, the fact is, yeah, Chris got injured during the 19 season. He's not going to make any excuses for the last 2 years. So I'm certainly not going to make them for him. And you saw, you know, we saw in the playoffs, the guy that he's capable of being and the guy that we had seen for so long. And we wish, you know, we wish Chris nothing but the best. There's probably 19 games next year. I'm not going to be rooting for him. But I, you know, you can't have been around Chris for, you know, as long as we were, not care about him, not root for him, and not be appreciative for what he did for everybody here. So, and I, you know, I told him this morning that we, you know, we're absolutely rooting for him to go out there and play well and get another contract. And I always feel like we'll cross paths with guys like that again someday.
David, thank you for your time, and everybody, thanks for joining us.
All right. Nice to see everybody.
Thanks, David.